So, good morning. Today our daf is Tzadik Aleph, please don't leave. And we had already... Am I right about this?
About a Slavic?
No, about Say, Tzadik Aleph. No, don't go. But we had already gotten up to the top of Tzadik Aleph.
Yes.
Maybe we got up to... just in the second line. Okay, so what we've seen so far about this fascinating parak is that as opposed to earlier, where we analyzed the act of Hotzah in and of itself, and not the definition in advance of what it was that it was going to take out, what the Machshava was, that was Koveya, the Hashivas of what it was taking out, our parak introduces the idea of Hatzna'ah, which we explained yesterday. By explain means where the Hotzah currently is being done Stam. It doesn't have a particular focus in what its purpose is. But Lamaisa, the person, because he had previously defined such and such an amount as being kosher, the Hotzah is defined by his initial definition. Even though right now it's not being taken out al das, that definition, it's being taken out stam. So that's called kola ose, al daat rishona ose. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, mechayev haya Rabbi Meir, af b'motzi chitachat bezriya. Rabbi Meir held that even a single chita is choshev, if he intends to be zoreyayet, and if he sets that aside, that defines his machshav. What's the chiddush in that? Pshita. The Mishnah said, "Hamatznia lezera chayev b'chol shehu." And the one chita is chol shehu. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So what he tells me, Rabbi Meir was mechayev b'chol shehu. If that's what the Mishnah said, for heaven's sake, mal de tema chol shehu. I mean, we've already seen that chol shehu doesn't literally mean chol shehu. Chol shehu means something that is far less than you would have expected. So I would have thought, okay, chol shehu is the pshat. Lafuke migro geret, but there's some level of hakpada in which the person himself, his das, already becomes meaningless. It's in context of norms. So that the most of it would mean that, okay, a grogeret you don't need if he's machshir, let's say, a kezayis. Kezayis is machshir. To say somebody's going to take out one defita for zriya, when it's not the norm for zriya at all, is already going too far. When it says kosher, it means literally kosher. Whatever this person decides he's going to take out, he's going to take out. And it's ad kedei kach, his das could be kovad. Maske for Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda, and the way Tesis is learning, Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda's at kafta is on his own father, on Rav Yehuda. You're saying that what it says over here means be'etzem. Even a chita'acha, so that a kosher who doesn't mean some sheer less than a grogeret. I mean, so that would be saying that the sole consideration we have for the determination of the chashivas of the Hotzah is this person's das, even though it's very rachok from what might be the norm. So if that's the case, suppose you have a very rich person, and he decides that he's going to be mostly the contents of his household. Well, that's choshev to him. To take out just a silver candlestick, what's a silver candlestick? Dime a dozen. It means nothing to him. So maybe if such a person was matznia, I would say he gathered together his entire household to move it. He puts it into a moving truck. And then he's motzi on Shabbos. And he doesn't realize that he left some things out. Or he's took out only piece by piece, he should be potter. Because after all, the consideration is that his das, even though it's rochek from the das of the norm, in the same way that this Tosfos understands it, that the kasha is, now that you've told me that we can be misrachek from what the norm would be, it doesn't mean stam less than the groger, it means anything, whatever it is kosher. So it could be in both directions. To me, that which I was makshif for Hotzah is a very, very large here. Much larger than anybody else would have thought was kosher. Say the same thing. something. I'm a dilemma. Aye, but you're going to say that such an individual, if he took out a piece at a time, so he wouldn't be chayev ad mafik lekule until he completes the entire chutzah.
Why should you assume that the shear, the low shear is?
Why not? That's not an issue. Why not?
Because we say there's a minimum shear for the world, and then somebody can make it even more minimum if he wants.
Okay, so then what that means is that the normal das is not koveh, the shir of utsa. That's not koveh, the shir of utsa. I mean, make up your mind. If you hold that utsa is an objective malach, so then what do I care what you decide is chashuv or not? I understand. We're going to say, you were kaseh shtei aishyas. Yeah, but I mean, to me, what shtei aishyas? I only want to write the whole thing. So we said, HaKesef Shemi Shema Nishai, right, two aces. Why can't we have the same thing for itself? If that's what we're looking at, it's not over here a Shaila of Loi Nasis Bakshavte. That's not the point. Because we could say, but on the way to writing Shema, you wrote Shame, and that's also something. So the issue isn't over here Loi Nishkayim Bakshavte. That's not the point. Because even if you decide you're taking out your whole household, if you take out your whole household, you can take out piece by piece. That's also taking out your whole household. But since you define that this is what you're going to be most, it's the same thing is true with the Pachas Mikro Geret. Right? In the same way that I said, but ultimately I'm going to take out a whole Gro Geret. So. But this act of Otsa isn't kosher. The opposite should also be true. You're telling me that the Hatznah defines what is the Chashivas, not what is my Makhra. But rather, Hotzah is defined as being Motzi Adavra Chashav. Hey, what defines Adavra Chashav? You said, again, this Hatzah doesn't stand. You said, see, Bishleima, this is really Makhlokas Rashi and Tosis. Bishleima, if the cash would be on a buy, which is how Rashi learns. Then you have a greater welcome to ask your question. And it's a buyer was the one who said, everything follows Daitai Harishayda, correct? So Tosfos says, so why did we wait until now to ask this question? What does it have to do with right now the discussion of whether it's Gerhes, it means kosher, it means desires, whether kosher means achitam? Well, you should have just said maskevel right away. You say it depends on your das, it doesn't depend on your das. Therefore, Tosfos learns this is the pshat. But what the etzim was the kasha, Aliba de Abaye, we'll have to say also involves the same Nekudah. That having defined the Otzah of Shabbos on the basis of something which is not a norm, because otherwise, what do you mean, Kol HaYisrael Das Makshavta Rishonu? Was he Motzi Yashir that was Chashav? No, he wasn't. Did he have an intent to be Motzi this now? No, he doesn't. He had no idea what his purpose of being Motzi is. So understand, what is this idea of giving a chashivas to the shir of Otzah? So we see there's something unique about Hatznah over here. That's how Rashi's learning. Tosfos is taking it even to a further extent. You might think, until we came to this last piece, you might think that Afal Pikein, it's a question of the greater of the two. In other words, if I machshin less, it's all about to say if I depart from the norm completely, that not. But now that we've seen that even achita achas, and that's a departure from the norm, so then apparently there's only a norm when it's a stoma without any definition of hatsunah. Okay, this is something that will be nisbar lamais in the context of this whole parak, of what precisely is the relationship of, remember that every malacha has in it an aspect of tzricha l'gufa. So that means that we have an objective definition of how we express the meaning of the malach. You're going to say, you intended to dig a hole in order to get the dirt. And therefore you didn't care about the hole. Well, who cares? I mean, I understand, isn't that a malach? But the point is, there's such a thing as a defined concept of a malach. That's not what we're talking about over here, right? If there was no tzaira in that which I was about to say, you're right, then it's a hotzah, not in order to bring something somewhere, maybe just to take something out, let's say, something I would rather, the klal wouldn't exist, the way Rashi's learning hotzah some days. That's one element that needs to be understood. Then we have the question, was it is Avid Machshavta? I wanted to take it out 3 amas instead of went out 4 amas. Or I wanted to take it out 6 amas instead of went out 5 amas. That's a different question, not in the shir, but rather, what did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? Now there's another question, and that is the shir of the chashivas of the thing. Okay, this we have to see why we have this idea by Hotzah differently than other malachas. I can't be machshev less than 2 osios v'ksiva and say, since to me it's chashiv, therefore it's ksiva. I can't be machshev less than 2 shuras of ariga and say, well, to me it's chashiv, so therefore it's an ariga. Because there it defines the malacha. Somehow or other, here it's not a question of defining the malacha. It's a new concept of the chashivas. Because after all, Hotza'ah doesn't do anything. Correct? That's what's so unique about it. Hotza'ah doesn't do anything. You can't say, what do you mean? But you were Oreg. What's enough to mean? How much are you? You were Oreg. Here it is. I can see object. I don't see objectively anything when it comes to Hotza'ah. In the object, there's no objective change. It's a completely relative change. But location, question of its coordinates, it's not a shir, that's why it's a malacha gerua. There's something unique about the nature of Hotza'ah. This element of Hatzna'ah and its Negiyas to Hotza'ah is a key to understanding the whole element of Hotza'ah, which is only going to become clear as we go on. But a lot of the things that we took for granted until now are going to be raised in this paragraph in terms of the relationship of my very act to the position, the way in which I take it out, the way in which it's held, the shir that I desire, and so on and so forth. We're going to be checking all of those things and revising to some extent all of our assumptions here. So, you know, we're back to the Asadis.
Isn't the main element of changing from Rashut to Rashut?
Isn't what?
Changing from Rashut to Rashut. It's like taking from private domain to public.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't change anything in the object.
Right, but that's unique. There's no other malacha of Shabbos that doesn't make a change in an object. Clearly, this is a different idea.
Buying something, you buy a property,
and make a chomemka, is that a surah on Shabbat? No. So the rabbanim because he may come to write. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's no issur of Shabbos. Fine. Answers the Gemara, because there's such a thing as bitul machshav. In other words, it's all very nice to say you can be mechadesh, but you cannot be mevatel norms. So over there to say, I am a person to whom less than an entire household is not considered to be chashav. That's bitul machshav, bitul daita tzuchol adam. So that's not a contradiction to the idea of my ability to depart from norms. But there's such a thing as batla daita, in which your das now loses its ability to impact anything because of all intents and purposes, you're mad. Right? I mean, this is a very common phenomenon. It's the same in any field. You have somebody who will say something. And he stretches the envelope. When he breaks out of the envelope, he's completely rejected. The same thing is true of here. There's such a thing as stretching the envelope of what's included within the broader sense of the potential of a thing. And then there's a complete bottle of a daita, which is no longer seen as being a valid statement about reality at all. It's very difficult to define in many areas where that occurs, but this goes on all the time. Continues the mission. But kol adam ein chayav malav ala kishiyura. So this individual who's matznia is chayav in whatever it was of matznia, but nobody else would be. Now wait a minute, Obi. That was a very fundamental part focus we had before. So obviously, matznia is dolker of Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, the time klal amara b'Shimon ben Elazar. We saw before the kol she'eno kasher la matznia, the ein matznin komo. And normally you would be potter on that. But one guy decides he needs it for whatever purpose. He's matznia. Comes along somebody else and is hotzi that which another person was matznia. Nitchayav zed and nachshavto shel zed. The idea over here is not, it's not part of malechus machsheves. in which another person's das would have nothing to do with my das and my machshava. It has to do over here with the chashivas of the shir. The chashivas of the shir is something that is definable by someone else too. It becomes chashav for you. Therefore, if I motzi this part, that you have been matzniyah, this is a thing in which the transfer, the change of location is significant. What's the nafkamina? If to me it was significant. Now, obviously, this machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is going to provide the key in understanding the difference. I mean, he's tying that it has nothing at all to do with the etz and malach of the hosah. It's simply a definition of chashivas. According to our Mishnah, it has everything to do with the etzem hotzah. Why could someone else's chashivas be a chashivas for me? It has to make sense in terms of my malacha. Okay, that's a very different way of looking at it. Oh my Rabbah Amr Nachman Hotzitki grow geret la achila. This becomes even more delicate because once you're saying that it does have something to do with the nature of the malacha. So let me ask you something. You originally intended to take something out for purposes of eating. You took out the shear of eating, which is a grogeret. You now turn around, and before you set it down, you see your nice, bright field out there, and you say, you know what? Chaval to eat these seeds. A little bit of delayed gratification, and I'll have much more. Let me plant it. So by the time you set it down, you've determined that you're going to plant it. Now, for planting, you could have even been motzi pachas b'igro geret, right? Okay. You're chai. Obviously, you're chai. Pshita, what's that kamina? Zil alchei kashiura, v'zil alchei kashiura. Who cares? I mean, bottom line is, you took out a shiur motzah. I mean, it's completely theoretical whether you intend to use it for your frozen yogurt or you intend to use it for putting into the ground. What's an afkamina? Why wouldn't I be chayav? Because ma'u d'teima bina nakirva notu b'chada machshava v'aleka, because of the nature of hotzah, in which the shear and intent of use becomes fundamental to the hotzah itself. So I might have thought, hotzah is defined by akira and anocha. If the akira is for purpose A and the anocha is for purpose B, then it's, for all intents and purposes, never having done akira and anocha for the same chayas. Because after all, you just said that it's important to determine what my hatsanah was. So there's a tremendous chiddush here. Even if the hatsanah is mechayev in terms of the shear, it's not really mechayev in terms of its own purpose. Shear is the same, hatsanah is the same. The purpose was only an indication of what the shear would be, and that was the part that was important to us. It's important to decide that, because that means that we should not confuse the tachlis of the hotzah to be part of the malachas machshavas. That's not true. What do I care whether you wanted to eat it first and then you decided you're going to set it up? Okay, but now let me ask you, boy Rava, I mean, now that you've raised the issue, what indeed would be the case in the other way around? Where lemaisa you took out a chatzi grogeres, where a chatzi grogeres is roy for zriya, and then now if you would have changed your mind for achila, okay, there you could tiny you changed your mind and made it achila, so you weren't meniach a shir that's chasher. That's a problem. But you know what happened over here? On your way, it got wet. It was raining, and it was tough. It swelled. Now it has the shear of a grogeret. Now that you see there's a nice big handful of the stuff, you figure, what the heck, I might as well eat it. So now you decide to eat it, but you still have a shear at this point for eating it. The problem is you did not have a shear for eating it when you took it out. Now, you said to me, it doesn't matter what your purpose is. Aha! But over here, had my purpose initially been to eat it when I took it out, I wouldn't have been chayav. So the way I'm looking at it now, that my hotzah for achila had never had a shear at the time of the original akira. So the question is, I mean, we have to get into the shaila of what is the interrelationship between the machshava and the shear at the time. You're looking at a shear, you could say, well, but at that point it had a shear, now it had a shear. Yes, but at that point it had a shear for purpose X, which is no longer the purpose, and therefore for a current purpose Y, it never had a shear before. You could say, I love the way we're slicing this down, you know, to get to the core of the issue over here. So therefore, I want to know, if it was tough enough, now it expanded. And now he decided he's going to eat it. What would be the din? I'm going to close the door. Mao, imtim tzalama hasam udimachayev v'zilacha ikishiyura v'zilacha ikishiyura. If you're going to tell me, okay, fine. And the first case is parsha, because no matter how you look at it, you have a shir, both for the akir and the anacha. But hacha, given to be in the afka, lahavi be'shir achila. Since at the time that you took it out, your current makshava at the time of the anacha for achila would not have been mechayev, because you don't have a shir. Or do we say that, look, if you hadn't said anything about the change, right? So you would have been mechayev on the machshava of Zuriya. So who cares? But you're now making an announcement. My purpose is to eat. What do we care what your purpose is? We already said your purpose is irrelevant. Your purpose is only relevant insofar as it defines the shear, but, I mean, the shear, for heaven's sakes, you said before you had a shear, we had a shear, and I don't care. Truth is, if you redefine your purpose, you'd still have the shear, so who cares? So therefore, just as far as we're concerned, you never said anything. So Hashanani Mechayev, you should be Chayev anyway. V'im tim tzaloma. Now, when I ask another case, says, well, let's zero in on this a little even better. Let's assume for a moment that yes, that since had you shut up now and not changed your makshav, okay, you would have been mechayev on the makshav zriya on pochas mikro geret. So therefore you're mechayev now too. How about the other way around? How about if you started off with a shear of achil, which is a gro geret, and now it goes outside in the boiling hot sun and it shrivels. By the time you're meniach it, it's pachas migregeres. However, it happens to be that you decide, it's not worth eating, I might as well be zoreh at it. Now on zriya, you're chayev of pachas migregeres. But the problem is, what it is that you took out would no longer be machayev. You can't say, well, just don't redefine things and let's let it develop the way it was and forget about it. Your redefinition is irrelevant. In this case, it's only your redefinition that would make it chayev. How about then? Would we say, so in this case, we hotzik to go geret lachil of itzamka, now it becomes desiccant. V'nim lachalel azriya, and you decide you're going to plant it. Mao. I mean, haka vadai ki ishti. Over here, had you not redefined your purpose, amakshava kamaita lo mechayev. You couldn't have been chayev on your original makshava because you didn't have a gro geret to be maniac, so you only did a half of hotzah. It was only an akira, it was an amanota. So therefore it doesn't help now. Odilma, or do we say, but maybe that's irrelevant, since at each stage the shear that you had was commensurate with a chashav achila. All we're interested in hotzah is the generic sense of chashivas. I was okay with something that was chashav. Why was it chashav? Because my intent was lachila. And this is the shear, that's the chashav for achila. And I was meniach something that's chashav. Why is it chashav? Because I was meniach something that was right for zriya. My intent was for zriya. The question of why, how, where is irrelevant. We only need to ask one shaila. When you picked it up, did you do an act that had a chashav for shear? Yes. Don't give me your fancy explanations of why. Just to answer yes or no. There was a shear that was chashav for hotzah. Thank you. When you set it down, was there a shear that was chashav? Oh, thank you. That's all. Everything else is just logistics. It had to be this way in order that you become chashav. But it's irrelevant to us, the changes in your mind and so on and so forth.
But that doesn't, the change does not have to take place before the change in the shear.
No.
I mean,
that's our next.
It could shrink.
That's
first.
Our next question. Okay. We're zeroing in on all the questions. That's our next question. And that's an excellent question. It's a question, by the way, that's known as deeply. Where you have two stages. And in the middle, something happens that would have prevented you from ever concluding what it is that you were going to do, like by the korban. The korban was nitcha because the bialim became a min, let's say. Then he was chayzer bialim. It's a shail of dihui. Since the interval was unusable, it becomes unusable in the end. The question would be legabe Shabbos. Here, this is about as close as you get to a real tearing apart of the connection of Akira and Anocha to the Holocha of Hotzah. We've always been bothered by that. In other words, because it turns out in a sense that the carrying itself is strangely enough not part of the Hotzah in a sense. Because I'm never going to be chayav on it, right? So there's three components, and yet for all intents and purposes we consider two components. So suppose I was apparating in a Harry Potter way. I do the Akira, I operate, and I mean me, I got another issue. I never ended up carrying. So would I be chayav on the Akira and the Hanocha? But you get a shailah if in the middle of the Akira and the Hanocha, it was not roy for anything. Let's take a look at what the case is. How Avivtim Tzlomen, if you want to even go so far as saying that this last case that we had is Basar Hashtazlin, Umachayev. All that's important is to be able to answer the fact that I had a Kosher Rashir for the QAnon. What about if I was Motzi Krogeret and my intent was for Achilles, everything is fine. Now, it was Tzomka. At the time that it was Tzomka, I did not change my mind. I said, oh, heck, nothing here worth eating. And then the rain fell, and it was Tavcha, and it now came back again to being a Gorgeras. And I said, yum, I have my food back. So now, Yesh Dichui L'Inyin Shabbat. Can we say that since had I set it down in that middle moment, it wouldn't have been Anokh, it was Machayim. So now I can't connect my Akira to the Anocha because my Akira basically ended at the point that it was Tzomka without a change in my intents of use because I no longer have anything kosher. The fact that something comes back to life, it's as if it's a new thing that came back to life in the process of Otsa, that it was never okay. So therefore I should ever be chayav if you hold the HD will in your Shabbos.
Why can't it instantly?
Even if it instantly reappears, but where was the Akira? This is like something else.
This isn't like the case we had one with the department earlier.
Well, why?
We carry and you go through a reshus, then through a Martha Carmelis, and then on the other side, the book is there. It's not like that.
Well, that sounds so pushy that it's not like that. We're going to be getting to that. Oh, Andy, really, in your chat. Stay. Scott is raising a fascinating issue. Did you hear what Scott raised? It's a brilliant question. If you're willing to contemplate that there's a concept of dikhui, then that ought to mean that if you're walking through a Carmelis, and you're motzi mershus, mershus derech habakam tur, derech a Carmelis, then forget about the shaila of whether hamahalach is ka'emed, and all of those questions. Because that it's as if you were meiniachet, why isn't it dikhui? Since had I wanted to be Miniachet at this moment, I would not have been chayav. So then when I come now and appear on the other side of the Carmelite, it should be as if this is something new in which I was not okay. I can now be Miniachet that, but I won't be chayav on the Hanukkah. So why doesn't the Gemara simply bring from the fact that all through the Masechta we've assumed that the only problem of Derech Bakutur, Derech Carmelite, that it's dependent on whether Kluta Kavisha Uncha or whether Mahalach Kaim made and so on. It's a whole new issue. It's an issue of Dikhui. What would you say?
What was his intention when he picked up?
He intended to go through the garments to come out on the other side.
So his final intention was in the shoes of heaven. And the Carmelit is just so happens that he passed through, but he had no intention of stopping him.
So his Hotzah never included the Carmelit. And over here, since I never intended to set this down in the middle anyway, so what's a nafka mina, whether I have the shear or not.
Since the issue is a kira anifa,
anofa.
So that's more anofa, then it's more of the issue of the object as opposed to the places.
So the element in hotzah, which relates to Malacha Shabbos, still requires an object. Change in an object will have a different impact than the question of whether I would have been chayav had I been meniach, you say. Okay, but so then look how delicate the interrelationships are here. Your question is ma'or, a whole fascinating question, how to look at it, yeah.
But yeah, if you found an object being less, when you get to the less, you could never be over.
But well, there's not an object that a shayach could do
right,
its own.
It's
irrelevant. Okay, but let's. Boy mine rabba mirimnach. Zorak kezayis truma. Lebayit tame ma. Really fascinating question. It doesn't define itself very easily. You have a kezayis of truma. Kezayis is normally not shear. You need a gogeris. We're talking about a chiva. In this case, we're introducing a new question, which is, it's truma and the house is tameh, which is apparently significant in some way. So the Gemara, of course, immediately asks, what are you asking? Lamai, chayav for what? For Shabbos? I mean, what does Shabbos have to do with the tumah and the truma and the... I mean, Shabbos, the shear is a gogeret, and period. What's all this have to do with it? Are you asking whether you're chayav on being metameh, the truma, lingituma? I mean, Tuma needs a kibetza, and you only threw a kezayit.
Tuma, tell me something else.
Well, that's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and many other Rishonim, but let's assume that. But in terms of having a chashivas of that, whatever that chashivas is, you need a kezayit, a kibetza. Answers the one, no. We're talking about Shabbos, of course. The point of the year is, look, you've got in the house less than a kibetza. You now have kezayis that if you throw it into the house, it's going to land together with what's already there. You'll end up with a kibetz. Our question is whether the shiur of Shabbos, legabi the hotzah, can be also defined by the importance of this hotzah once it's accomplished. This kezayis is not chashiv, but it will be chashiv the moment that I do the hotzah on it, because when I set it down, it will make an immense nafka mina in that the ofum will have reached critical mass. So you could say a half a gram of uranium isn't important, that's true, but it is when it's together with the rest of it, right? Okay, so over here the same thing. It may not be chashiv right now, but where it is when it lands will make it chashiv, because at that point it's going to change the complete halacha of the Kabbalah's tuma of this truma. So what's the din? Ma, midim itstarv l'inyan tuma, b'chayim nami l'inyan Shabbos. Do we say that since there is a tziruf here for tuma, so memela that's machshavit, l'gabit otzah Shabbos, o dilma kol l'inyan Shabbos, to go get it, you know, do we say, look, when it comes to Shabbos, you need the shear of a gogeret. What do I care for other purposes? It has some chashivas. We know that very clearly in Mishnah. Abu Shaul Omer, Shtei Alechem, Velechem Aponi, Shiuran Kigogeret. If you're carrying out a piece of the Shtei Alechem and Velechem Aponi on Shabbos, the shear is a gogeret like on anything else. Why? Why don't we say Amar? Lame, I mean, the way you're raising the question, we could have raised the question there too. We could say, because since in terms of the psul of the Isra of Yotze in the Torah, once you have a kezayit, it'll be kapasul b'yotze, and you'll be over on a lob of the kosher b'kodesh is pasul, and so on. There's a lot of sasalachi losay. So, I mean, it's Nagea very much the definition of an Isser. So we should say, since if I'm Motziyed B'Kezayis, I'm going to be doing something that is in fact significant, vis-a-vis Dinim of Mikdash. So Le'inyid Shabbos Nami B'Kezayis, the same thing should be true about Shabbos. Elamai, you see that the significance in a different context doesn't define the Hotzor of Shabbos. It's not some overall issue of significance. It's significance in terms of Hotzor, uniquely. Oh, says the Gemara, you can't bring a riot from there. What kind of comparison is that? When does it become possible to be say there? The moment that you take it out of the Azara, correct? It doesn't go into Rosh Hashanah when you take it out of the Azara, because it's still an Aravayis, it's surrounded by the Cher. So you're not going to become Chayiv on Shabbos automatically Rosh Hashanah. But by then, it's already became possible Yotze. You can't say it's the Hotzah that is Choshen because of the Psul Yotze. Whereas Hocha, Shabbos, Fetuma, Bahari, Adarik, Asya. The whole point over here is that it's the instant of Hanocha that makes the difference. And at the instant of Hanocha, you now have a Shir. That makes the Hotzah very meaningful. That's what I'm asking. Is that meaning sufficient to define the Hotzah? But obviously, if it's something that occurred in the middle somewhere before the Hotzah, I mean, why would it happen after being a Legabe Shabbos? Then the Mishnah closes with the words, Chazar v'ichniso eino chayav ela kishiyuro. You put it, bring it back in, having not used it, and now it becomes just like any other substance. The whole Hatzna'az bottle, and you're no different than anybody else. And whatever the shear would be, if it's Grogeret, you'd be tired for it's a Grogeret, and not for your single fita. Isn't that pshita? I mean, obviously, if I didn't use it, and now I just put it back with everything else. I mean, so there's no Hatzna. So, of course, it was the Bat of the original Moshe.
Was there Anocha either? Was there Anocha?
Whatever the case was, I mean, we're interested in this act.
He kept it in his hand and
whatever the case was, it's irrelevant to us. Whether this is a new, I mean, obviously it had to be that there was a hanocha, or certainly wouldn't be chayiv on a hatnasa. But whether he was chayiv on the first hanocha, not chayiv, he changed his mind before, whatever, that's irrelevant. What's the din about the hachnasa now, is our question. So you're telling me when it comes to define the shear of the hachnasa now, it's a shear just like anybody else. Why wouldn't it be just like anybody else? Why isn't this like any other substance? There's no longer a hachna on it. So it's pshita. It's not pshita. Rabbi Eskina, when we say that it's not used, it doesn't mean that he simply put it back with everything else. His lack of use was defined by not saying, I'm not going to use it. It was defined by putting it back in the closet. He put it back in the closet, however, mekomo nikar. It remains where he set it down. It's not like I'm going to have to go back down and be matznia again. So I might have thought, ever since mekomo nikar, since it's clear that it's right here, if I ever want to pick it up to the single chita, here's the single chita that I was mentioning here. I could still do so. Kamashran mid is arkila otzer betulik batre. Therefore comes along the chiddush to tell me that because of the fact that it was thrown into the otzar, it becomes a bitul of his machshav that requires a new hatsna. Hamotzi Ochlin, and here we get Scott's question. Hamotzi Ochlin, and that's non ala askufa. You're taking things out, you set them down on the doorstep. Bein shechazar v'otzian, bein shechotzian acher patur, b'nei shelo asa melachto bevat achat. Now, obviously, it's going to turn out that this askufa was a karmelis, because otherwise there's no way of understanding the Mishnah. I mean, it can't be Rosh Hashanah, it can't be Rosh Hashanah. Because if it's Rosh Hashanah, you'd be chayav when you set it down in the first place. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you'd be chayav when you took it out in the second place. So, okay, the Gemara will talk that out, but we know already that that's what it's talking about. So why are you putter? Because you did a Hanocha in between, and an Akira and Hanocha, even though your intent might have been to do it this way. But the Malach of Otzah has to be done as a single act. You can't split it up into pieces. Kupa. Shimalea Peirot. Now, the same thing is true when we say it has to be done as an entire act, is in terms of the contents that you're being motzi. You have now a large barrel that has things in it. You carry out the barrel. Suppose you set the barrel down. And you set the barrel down in such a way that part of it remains inside. So, avapi sharov peirot vivachut. So you'll say, okay, so let me be chayev on the part that was set outside. Just because I didn't complete taking out the barrel doesn't mean that I didn't do my malacha bevatachat, because I can look at the particular elements that were taken out and say they were taken out. No, nonetheless, you're potter achiyotziyat kol hakupa. So unless you did the otsa of the entire kupa when you took it out, so then you would be potter. Now, so let's first determine what that skufa was. I skufa ma, even the skufa shutarabim, potter. Well, how could you be potter if it's a shutarabim? How come mafik be shutarabim? Ella what? You're going to say it's a shutarabim? How could it be a shutarabim? Then why would the mikvah say, Bein shechazar v'otziyan himself, or Bein shechotziyan acher, you're potter? How could you be potter? If the skufa is a shutarabim, then you would be caring for a shutarabim, whether it's you or somebody else would be kai. So it's obviously not a Rishus HaYochid either. Ela Askufa Karmelit. Must be that the Askufa is a Mokam Ptur. Bakamash Malan. And what then is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that Taima did not the Karmelit. The only reason you would be Potter on the Hotza'ah is because you set it down. Had you not set it down, passing through a Karmelit is not considered to be an interruption in the Hotza'ah. Which at least tells me that the matnitin deloke ben azai, because we know that ben azai said before the tanya, hamotzi mechanut leplatya derech stel chayav uben azai poter. So the famous sheet of ben azai we saw back in the first parak is that the halicha is the equivalent of hanocha, and that when I pass over a place, mahalak is ka'emet. And it's as if I stopped. That's not true, because otherwise the mission would make no sense. He's saying, had I not stopped, I would have been chayav. Why? I certainly was walking. It doesn't say hazoreit, it says hamotzi. So apparently, we cannot say that mahalak ka'omit. Now, let's take a look at this kupa case. The kupa is filled. Okay, what's it filled with? I'll tell you what it's filled with. It's filled with pumpkins. Why is that important? I don't care if it's filled with pumpkins or it's filled with apples. The simple reason, if it's filled with pumpkins, then if I set it down, I never took out a whole pumpkin. But had it been filled with apples, and I set them down, or chardal, where you have tiny grains, I'd be chayiv. Whatever part I took out, I would be chayiv. So Lo Shanu says Kiskiala Bikupa Malaya Kishuin Vidiluin Abu Malaya Khadal Khayat. So Alma Kasava Agat Kli Lapshme Agat. So what does Kiskia hold? Kiskia holds that the fact that this is whose water is this? Because we never had Nibiot in here.
It's kosher.
Even though I've got plenty shira votes, maybe I've got 50 grogros in the piece of the kupa that I set down, but the kupa defines an object. That would be called agat kli. He obviously doesn't hold that, because if it would have been filled with chardal, I could have looked at each grogeret of chardal as being separate. If I'm looking at a pumpkin, then I'm looking at a single entity, and I, which itself, I wasn't motzi, so I'm doing it by halves. You can't do otsa by halves.
They're full of individual
Right, they're full of individual, but when I set the kupat down halfway, I don't have a single whole one. It's on one side of the line.
These are small things, I don't
know. No, they're big things. Big, big pumpkins. 800-pound pumpkins. Guinness Book of World Record pumpkins.
All fitted into a little barrel.
Big barrel.
That actually was over 800 pounds is the current record.
Really?
For pumpkin. Yes. It's not bad.
How many years did it have to grow?
I don't know. How big are questions?
The lot of them are Kishui in Basel. The lot is abusive, but Kishui
won't be right here, but you can grow them bigger.
You should see the ones from South Africa and New Zealand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Mle'ah Chardal Patur. Even if what you took out, there was plenty of separate entities that were taken out completely into the other Rishut, would be Patur. Why? Amakasavrakat Kli Shmihagaz. He holds that the entire Kli is one entity. Omer Rabbi Zera, you know, what's interesting is, if you take a look at the Mishnah, as usual, the Mishnah leaves us in limbo, because the Mishnah is Mashma Malagidavshat. Masis in the low kechizkia deka, but the low Rabbi Yochanan deka. Kechizkia low deka, it's not mashma like kechizkia, because the Mishnah says, achi yotziet kol hakupa. But kol hakupa means you have to take out the container. Why have to take out the container? The issue isn't the container. According to kechizkia, the issue is one thing in the container. So time of the kol hakupa, suppose I would take out kol hapirot, said, I definitely have a whole pumpkin on the other side, huh? I said, then you would be potter. So you see that the Mishnah holds, for sure you have to look at the container, which means that agav kli ishmei agav. Yet on the other hand, you can't simply say that the Mishnah is following Rav Yochanan lo deka either. Diktani apapi shirov peirot bachutz. What's this rov peirot? What do you mean rov peirot? Has nothing to do with rov peirot. It's not rov peirot. Even if it was kol peirot, the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, we look at the entire thing as one entity. One entity includes the kli. So what's happened with the peirot? So even if kol peirot would be bachutz, you would be potter according to Rabbi Yochanan. But here it's saying time of the rov peirot. How kol peirot had you taken the entire contents out? Afa gav di agida kupa migavoy. Even though the kupa is still stuck half in there. We don't say agat kli shmei agat. I thought you were joking, held agat shmei kli agat. So alma kasav agat kli lav shmei agat. Ve'elakasha. So, I mean, look, this has got to make sense one way or the other. I mean, but the Mishnah contradicts itself. Well, what are you saying? Oh, well, obviously, Chizkiah is going to learn the Mishnah one way, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn the Mishnah the other way. Chizkiah is betaritz hatayim, Rabbi Yochanan is betaritz hatayim. Chizkiah, who holds that had it been Malaya Chardal, you would have been Chayev and all Zagat Kuli Lav Shmi Agad. See, he says the Mishnah is like this. Ach Yotziet Kol HaKupa. Now you have to insert this in your mind in the Mishnah. Bamed Vaymamur Bekupa Malaya Kishuin V'Diluin, which where the Kol HaKupa is the only way to be sure that you got everything out. Aba Malaya Chardal. So then, Achetziet Kol HaKupa, meaning that's the equivalent of Otsat Kol HaKupa. You definitely took out the entire Kli, the entire Priyami. And therefore you'd be Chayim. Because the Mishnah is coming to tell me, first the smaller Kiddush, and then clarifying what the din would be about the Pri. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Matar Tzatame, Afa Pi Shirov Perov Bachutz, and Lo Zu Avzu, Lo Rov Perov Bachutz, Kol Perov, would also be potter. Hachiyotziet kol hakupa. Leisvei. Hamotzi kupat harochlin. Getting back to that good old Avon bag. Now over here, you picked up that Avon bag, you took it out, but you set it down on the askufa chitzona, and now it's not entirely outside. So avobi shirov, meaning bachu, it's potter. Hachiyotziet kol hakupa. Even though most of the contents of the bag are outside. Now, I mean, normally the Avon bag consists of different tubes and and little packages and bottles and so on, whether it's perfume, skin cleansers, lipsticks and whatever. I mean, if you took out half of it, so there must be probably 20, 30 items that were completely removed. And yet it says over here that you would be potter. So, we assume that there's a normal Avon bag. There's separate packages in it. That's Trori, separate ties. Yours of Skashal Fiskim. What we're talking over here is an Avon bag that has these long, you know, let's say it has bunches, and has bunches of cinnamon in it, bunches of pepper in it, and bunches of different spices, but they're long. They're long, and if I don't take out the entire thing, it's equivalent to diluin ekishur. So we had in the previous case, some part of the various things of each thing will be left inside. If I don't take out the whole thing, that must be what it's talking about. Mosri bibi barabaye hagonev kis b'shabbat. Somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos. Suppose if a guy's yard picks up a wallet and he walks out. So you'd say, oh well, Kamlei B'Rabim, he's going to be Chayev Misa on the Otzah. He should be Potter on the stealing. Ah, but the stealing, he was Chayev as soon as he picked it up. And if he had stayed there the rest of Shabbos, he already would have been Chayev. Because he didn't do the Otzah. So therefore, the Otzah is irrelevant. The Otzah is part of the getaway, but it's not part of the Ganeid.
But picking it up with the intention to keep it...
You're going in.
Don't you have to have
No, only if you didn't take it, pick it up for yourself. There was no hakabot. Shekran itchayev begineva kodem sheyavoli days for Shabbat. But suppose indeed you didn't do a hakabot. Suppose you were megarer for Yotzei. You're dragging it out. So now, okay, this is another way to steal. You know, you throw, stick a little thing in there, loop it around the wallet, and you're pulling it out. Okay. So now you pull it out on Shabbos over there. You would be potter, because you're only kaina it when you complete the shinoi rishus. But the moment that you're mishana the rishus of the object, so then you're also chayav on Shabbos. So over there, okay, over there you would be potter. Shari yisi Shabbos v'sikadei v'boyin k'achas. Now, problem is, that he's not k'daitach agat k'li shmei agat. Let's say that we would hold like Rav Yochanan. How do you explain the Mishnah? Because according to Rav Yochanan, the moment that you get out the top of the wallet, you can pull out the money. So if you can pull out the money, at that point it's already in your rishus. But part of the wallet is still back in the other rishus of Gabi Shabbos. So therefore you would have been chayev on the geneva first, an instant before you completed the pulling out of the wallet. So why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it considered to be kamlei ben rabbi minei? Kadim le yisa geneva le yisa Shabbos. And it says the Gemara, you're right. If you had pulled that wallet out, that the opening was facing you, that's true. And indeed, you would be chayev on the geneva. So idab ki derech pivach inag. Hachum, I ask you, idab ki derech shulav. It's best over here, of course, if we don't think of a wallet. We think instead of Uncle Scrooge's money bag. So here we've got this. Now, Uncle Scrooge's money bag also always has the little strings on top that you can tie it with, because they're the things that turn into the wings that it flies away with every time, right? But this is important to the sugya, because if you have the bag facing you, you could slip out the contents from the top of the bag. But it's talking about over here that the bag is actually facing inside, and you're trying to get the opening towards you, and you are apki derek shulav. Ah! The problem is, though, va'ika mokom chalma. The money bag is sewed. And on the bottom of the money bag, it says, apparently they didn't do a really good job sewing in those days. But and the bottom of the money bag, you could just sort of spread it a little bit, you know, without tearing, and then you wouldn't be Michal Shabbos. But you could still get to the dough, you see. So why can't you get it out to the Mokum Chalva, Viboy Mafkile Vishakim. Oh, it's talking about bars of gold are in the monuments. The Naska. So since it's the Naska, you're not going to be able to take the bar of gold until it's completely removed. Once it's completely removed, so it's already the instant that it comes into the rishus, the urine. So therefore, you won't be chayav because it happens at the same time. Wait. But what about those strings, the flyaway strings? They're still in the other rishus. So kimadika shnotzim, you've got the shnotzim, which are the poles. And they extend still, I mean, as you're pulling it, the schnutzim are undoubtedly stuck back in the other rishus. You're still pulling it in. So that means part of the object is still in the other rishus. But you said when part of an object is in another rishus, that it's agar. I never did my entire hotza, so I should be potter on the hotza also, because I got the daska before I got the schnutzim. So kimanika schnutzim mafikle atfune vishori vishakyo. Look, if you bring it out until it's the mouth of it is open, I can now get out the bar of gold. But the shnotzim remain agire migavoy. They remain stuck inside. Answers the Gemara, well, we're going to have to reluctantly say the leka shnotzim. Shvach a money bag, but there you go. Doesn't have any shnotzim, this money bag. Okay. Vivaisema, or I can come up with another brilliant answer. It does have shnatzim, but the shnatzim are wrapped on it instead of sticking into the other rishos. How about that?
It's closed.
Not much of a problem. We'll manage with our shnatzim, okay? So the itle umichrache aluye. The truth is that this machlokus that we just had between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan, we have also between Rav and Abaye. V'cheinom Rava. Where do we say that the whole kupa has to go out? That's only if it was filled with pumpkins. If it's filled with mustard, then you would be chayim. So he too, therefore, holds that chizkia agat, we love shmei agat. Whereas Abaye Amar, as Rabbi Yochanan did, afilu melea kardal patur, even if it's full of mustard seed, you would still be potter because amakasav agat kli shmei agat. If part of a kli is left inside, then all of the things inside of it have not yet been removed from that rishus. And you know what happened? They were very persuasive. Abaye and Rava were so persuasive that they each persuaded the other that they were right. And so they ended up switching opinions. It's like the ultimate duel, you know, whoever shoots first, both shoot. So come Abaye. What happened is that come Abaye Bishitasi the Rav and come Rava Bishitasi the Abaye. Each one twisted around and ended up with the other one chief. Now, we have a lechera of problems, says the Gemara. Rami da Abaye de Abaye, Rami the Rava the Rav. Do you want to do this, or are you losing concentration?
A couple of lines.
Come here, I figure we're near the Mishnah. So, huh? You can tell me to stop. You're listening, you sure said then. Okay. So now, being as Tosus explains, we know for a fact that the things that we are about to ask were said after they already had charot on each one, because otherwise we could always say, yeah, how can you ever ask a question to point out a contradiction? That was said before, that was said after, but we know that they changed their mind. It's talking about that the following statements are known to have been made after they changed their minds. So now we have what appears to be a contradiction. Because, let's try Rava first. Rava de Rava de Rava. Dietma. Hamotzi peirot l'shut rabbi. You're carrying peirot. Abaya omer. Biyad chayav bekli patur, v'rav amar biyad patur bekli chayav. So here, lechora, we came out saying that kama baya bishitase de Rava. That here, we find that Rava is saying biyad, you would be patur, and Abaya is saying that biyad, you would be chayav. So in other words, all that we care about is the hotza'ah of the peirot, even though your body is left behind. But it was saying the kli is potter, if part of the kli is left in the rishus.
But he sticks out his hand with the first stood on the door and put out his hand.
The first Mishnah, which we're about to get to. We're about to ask for the first Mishnah of the Messiah. But it's certainly, if you're going to tell me that Agat Shmi, the kli, Shmi Agat, what should I have to say? Klipat, the Klipatur? Why would you be Potter Bekli? In other words, obviously not the Klipatur, it can't mean that you carry something the Kli, Potter means if still something is left in the Kli that hasn't been taken out, it would be Potter Mashenke. If you're carrying things in your hand, then we don't say, since part of your body is left behind, so therefore the Paris that you carried out or not, that's not a problem. We don't say Agat on a body, but we do say Agat on a Kli. But I thought you said that they changed their mind, and that Abaye, who said that the Afilo Melei Akardal, Abaye had changed his mind, and he said now that no, actually, you don't hold that Afilo Melei Akardal, and that Agat Kli is Lakshmi Agat. So why does he say over here Bikli Potter? Did he change his mind back again? And Rav, I thought, said that the Kli, you would be Potter, because he ended up in the sheet of Abaye, which was the sheet of Chizkiya, that said that Agat Kli is Shmei Agat. So they both reversed their sheet again? Well, April. They didn't reverse their sheet. We reversed what was said. Actually, it was Abaye who said that the Kli, you would be Chayiv. And that's because the Kli is not considered to be, right?
You can understand how they mix it up.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently somebody said it over based on the original way in which it had been said. But ask the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. You made a comment here that has me really confused. The part about the Kli, okay, fine. I mean, that's our Mishnah. The part about the Yad, that's very confusing, because the first Mishnah in the Masechta seems to say the opposite of what you're saying over here. You're saying, the Yad, you would be Chayav. So in other words, we don't care about the fact that your body is back in the other Rishus. Doesn't matter, as long as the Peiros are in the Rishus in which you were Motzi them. That's what it seems to be saying. If I remember correctly, this was the case in the first Mishnah of Pashat Balabayit et Yodo Lechutz Minatala Animi Tocha Oshnatana Tocha Vizniz Shneim Turim. I don't understand. If the Balabayit stuck his hand out holding Peiros in it, and you say that Agad Yad is Lav Shmei Agad, and all I have to do is look at the Peiros, so what am I missing over here? So that means that the moment that he stuck his hand out into Shisharab, he was Motzi the Peiros. So, well, what are you talking? No, for heaven's sakes. The problem over there isn't because of Agat. The problem is that there is that you were not being Niach them in Rosh Hashanah. Had you put these Peiros Lamata Mishlosh Atvach, let's say, so they would have been Munach for Rosh Hashanah. So you would have been Chayav. And we wouldn't have said, how could you be Chayav? The rest of the guy's hand is stuck with his body and the other shows. Because Agat Yad, Yilach Shmei Agat. But that was the issue in the first Mishnah, was the issue of Agad Yad in terms of not having done the complete Hotzah. The issue over there was that since my hand is connected to my body is in a different Rishus, I cannot consider something hanging in another Rishus where I'm not in to be Mechubra to that Rishus, as if it's Munach there. That's the only problem. But had my hand been Lamata Mishloish Atvachim, in which case the Peiros would have been considered to be Munach, so then there wouldn't have been any problem. Answers the Gemara, therefore, that's no kasha. Hosam lamala mishlosha. Lokalamata mishlosha tvachim. That had a different question. The Mishnah over there was focusing on Akira and Hanocha. And therefore, it was kulo a function of betok shlosha lamala mishlosha. Our Mishnah is not focusing on Akira and Hanocha. Our Mishnah is focusing on Hotzah. what part of a thing needs to be in what Rishus is a completely different focus. What are you using? The words are the same. I mean, that's a different context. So over here, we're saying, whatever the case is that requires hanocha, I'll fill that in. L'mata mishlosha tefachim. Okay? Thank you. Now, is the fact that something is in your hand and part of your hand is still another Rishus significant? No. Is the fact that something is in a kli and part of a kli is in another Rishus significant? Yes. That's all it's saying. I'll leave it up by. It makes perfectly good sense. So aga shmei, kli, shmei aga. Aga yad, lav shmei aga. It's irrelevant what the halacha would be. Legabe hanocha per se, because that's what we're talking about. Fine. Okay, we're going to have some fun. Let's start from Hamatzniyah. Amatznia lezer ledug lerufua voice, Bishabis chayim bechoshu, bechola damen chayim ala la velokish euro, Chazar vikni soin, or chayim velokish euro. Lamele lemitzne amatznia, lisne amotzi lezer ledug lerufua chayim bechoshu, Omer abai, ye, yoko maeskine gugon shitznio, vishakak, lamaitznio. Bahash the kamafik le skoma, mao de tema betil about the makshaft, eh? Kamashmon kolo, said, al daad rishonahu, said. Omer Rabbi Yerom Shmuel Mechayev Ayeredi Me'ab Matzivita Achat Zriyah. Oh, Pshita, Koshu. No, Hadatem B'Koshu Lafuki Migogered, but the Olam at least Adinka Kazayit. Come Ashmalad. Mat, before Rabbi Yitzhak Bereid Rabbi Yehuda Lamiata, Tishev Lo Tzi Kol Beito. Can you tell me that Ochan Ami Lo Mechayev Ale Mafik Kulay? No, Hatam Bata Tato Eto Kol Adam. וכל אדם אין חייבים עליו אלא כשיעורו נמת ניתן דלא כרבי שמעון בן אלעזר דתניא כלל אמר רבי שמעון בן אלעזר כל שאינו קשה להצניע ואין מצניע כמוהו והוכשר לזה ויצניעו ובא אחר והוציא מתחייב זה ובהחשבתו של זה אמר רוב אמר רבי נחמן הוציא כי גוגרת לאכילה ונמלך עליה לזריעה אינמי לזריעה ונמלך עליה לאכילה חייב Pshita, why not? Zil hafi kishiyur, zil hafi kishiyur. Nah. Ma, the tema bina nakir vandoka b'choda makshafta v'leka. Gomash v'lan. Boy, Rav, okay, but how about if hotzi chatzi go geret v'zriyah, and then it was tofcha. And now it was nimach ala lakila ma. Even so, in that first case, asur nimachai, zil hafi kishiyur, zil hafi kishiyur, both for akil and zriyah. But over here, hach akil and the be'idna da'afka, lo habi be shiur achila, so you wouldn't them in chayim if your ritual matzah was rakia. So therefore lo machayim. Odim akiva dilo ishtik v'lo chishev alea. He still would have been chayim since his original intent is zriya. So machayim amachshav with zriya. Sashanami machayim. V'im timtza lo mach akiva dilo ishtik v'lo chishev alea. Michayim amachshav with zriya. That therefore ashanami machayim. What about a case where? And then had he not changed his mind, or do we say, who cares? And anyway, should be higher. Now, what would be the case of Hotzik Gogeret? And he did it lachila. And then it was samka. And then it was chazav atavcha. Question being, yesh dichui linyan shabbat or ain dichui linyan shabbat? Take it. Boy, minei rabba miram nachman zorak kizayek truma lebayit tamei ma lemai ilinyan shabbos kugogeret bina ilinyan tuma kibetsa ochlim bina liolam linyan shabbos ukegon deika pachot mikibetsa ochlim v'hai mashlimo lekibetsa ma mida mitstaref linyan tuma. Mechayim nami minyan shabbat. Adilma kol minyan shabbat. It's only the gogeret is chashiv. Omar leitani tua avashol omer. Shtei alechem lechem aponim. Shiyurin ke gogeret. Why? Why don't we say milinyan yotze? Kizayet is chashiv. Milinyan shabbat is nami. Kizayet is chashiv. Ok, ashto hasim na afke kutsu chobat azara. Already was yitzilu be yotze. He's not going to be chayav at Shabbos. At the matik or Roshet Aravim completely. Whereas also Shabbat v'tumah mamish at the same instant that you finished your hanocha. Chazar v'ich nisayin o chayav al kishiyuro pshita. You weren't really mevatel your machshava, because bekomo is nikar. So mad tema given to bekomo nikar from this kamaisikoi from mashmalon mida zarkel otzer betulei vatel his original hatsnal. Amotzi of liminat dan alas kufa benjukasar votzi and benjutzi and acher potur mipnei shelo asam alachto bevat achat. Kupa, shimlea perot v'natna ala skupa achitzona, afo pisha rov perot bivachutz, patur, ad shetzi et kol ha-kupa. Now, haya skufa mai? Let us go to Shet Rabin. Patur? Machim Shetayach to Shet Rabin? Ela skum Shetayachim. So then, how do you make sense of ben shechazar v'otzian, ben shechazian acher? Patur, akum afim Shetayachim to Shet Rabin. Ela skufa karmlik, v'kamashvalan, time of the nach bekamlik, alone nach bekamlik mechayev, which means that basis of loke benaza. The tanya motzi mechanut leplati der stau chayev, u benaza I put her. Kupa shim malaya pears on bechiski, what kind of pears? So shana bekum belay kishum yegui. But if it was malaya kardam, then you would be chayev. Alma kasava agat kli lapshmi agat, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu malaya kardal patur. Alma kasava agat kli, is Shmei Agad. Amar Rabbi Zeira, look at the Mishnah, and it's interesting, it's the loke, the loke of Yochanan Deker. Chiske lo Deker diktoni, achiotzi et kol akupa, taima, the kol akupa, or kol aperot, it would be potos, so amakas av Agad, kli Shmei Agad. Whereas on the other hand, of Yochanan no Deker, diktoni hap bisho rov perot pachuz, mashma, taima the rov perot, but had kol aperot in, alfa gab di agil akupa megavoy, that would have been enough to be chayev. So apparently Agat Kili is Lav Shmei Agat. How do you explain that? Well, how do you explain it? Isn't that a kasha? Well, Chizke Matar Zatayim, Rabbi Yochanan Matar Zatayim. Chizke Matar Zatayim, Yachir Tiet Kol HaKupa, Bambe Dvar Mamur Bekupa Malaya Kishum V'Diluin, Abba Malaya Chadal Nase Kamish, Otsiet Kol HaKupa V'Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Matar Zatayim, Afa Pisha Rov Perot Bakus, and by the way, Andy Bunch, Lo Rov Perot Dovad, and a few Kol Perot, it's still be potter. Ad Yotzi et Kol HaKupa. Meise, Amotzi Kupata Rov Lim. V'nat Dan Alas Kufa Chitzona, Afa Pisha Rov Min Bakus, Potter Ad Yotzi et Kol HaKupa. So, Kasav Taitach, Bit Sorori. Kashal Chizki, Amla Chizki. No, we're not talking about Sorori. We're talking about Ornesi. Must Rabbi Bar Abaye, a gonif kis b'shabbat chayav, shekvar nitzchayev b'gneva, kodem shevoledi isur shabbat. Whereas I am a garer, v'yotzei patur, shere yisur gneva v'yisur shabbat v'ayin kechad. V'yisar kadaitach agad kli. Is shmei agad, turns out, kodem la yisur gneva v'yisur shabbat. Now, ida avki derech piv, you'd be right, but av maizkin avki derech shulav. Okay, even so, ayikam welcome chalma. The boy Mafkalei Vishakar. And we're talking about a Nazka, which is the equivalent of a Diluin. So given the Iker Shnotzin, still, you could be Mafkalei Atume, and at that point you can untie it, take out the Nazka, and be Chayav Agneva, whereas the Shnotzin would still be Ugad Mibgaboy. So where's your Shnotzin, okay? Well, there are Shnotzin, they're wrapped around your neck. Leave me alone. V'chein amarava, lo shonam ala bakupa b'yat kishuv diluy, ava malaya kardal chayav, ava kasava agad kli lav shmi agad, abayama, afilu malaya kardal, potur ava kasava agad kli, ish shmi agad. In the end, come abaya b'shitas de rava, and come rava b'shitas de abaya. But wait, rami de abaya ade abaye, v'rami de rava ade rava, diyitma, hamotzi perot v'shut rabim, Abai omer biyat chayav bekli patur, v'rov omer biyat patur bekli chayav. Epoch. What do you mean when you say biyat chayav? How do you learn the Mishnah? It's not parshat balabai that you don't. Mechutz. V'natala ani mitocha, o shatala lucha bekishtem p'turim. The moment that he put it out, he'd be chayav. No, hasam l'malam yishlosha, there was no enough.
Interesting stuff.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
This gives us a ton of
food. This gives the new door of the transition. Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan was considered
generally in the moral. You know, there are times we say that if they wanted to, they could be clearly. No, you're happy with the sugya or not today? Maybe next time I go on a trip, you'd be willing to take over the sugya. What do you think? Rabbi would help you prepare. You want to stay out of the limelight?
We don't get to hear you. You're showing me the Hasidah story. Do they have a tradition of Hasidah if they didn't Babylon?